Sus up, G. What's going on? There we go. Okay, so we tried to record for you sexy savages, but the microphone wasn't plugged in or it was on mute or some shit. Anyway, me and JC, we were watching the Cavs game, and I was like, yo, we need to podcast. Because I haven't podcasted in a long time, and JC hasn't been on in a long time. So what better than the tag team? We're back in the booth, back in the recording studio, back in JC's room, because that's where we podcast. Anyway, we got some shit to get into. We're going to talk about Kanye. We are going to talk about the Cavs. We're going to talk about some graduation shit. But also, we're going to talk about my Twitter beef with the drag queen. And that's I think that's where we're going to start. Or that or the Cavs, I don't know.
I know you're going to dig this. Pump up the volume, 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 pump up the volume.
JC, we're back. We're back in the booth, aka your room.
Can't wait to get scolded again.
Scolded? For what?
Talking on your podcast.
No. The thing, you just can't talk. We can't talk over each other. I mean, you both do that.
Did you love to talk all the time?
See what though? I mean?
24/7.
Okay. The Cavs just put a beating.
Toronto's ass.
Cavs just put a beating down on Toronto. And I just said this to JC while we were watching the game, that the Cavs are just such a better team. And you could tell in game one, because the Cavs were down by 14 points twice and still won that game.
But I also noticed that I think the Pacers were way better than the Raptors.
The matchup wise.
Did they play together?
Who?
The Raptors and the Pacers?
No, so how it goes is, so the Cavs were the fourth seed. They had the fourth best record in the East. Mm. The Raptors had the best record in the East. So they're one, we were four. The Pacers had the fifth best record. So we
totally
played
forgot
them.
That we even included Canada in the US, but that's cool.
Do you guys see what I have to deal with when I have her on the podcast? Little comments like that where it's like, was that needed at all?
Somebody was thinking about it. Also, I didn't see Drake tonight much.
He was there.
But I didn't see a lot of it.
Oh, that's because the NBA had to warn him because he was swearing too much. One of the announcers referred to Toronto as LeBronto tonight. I don't know, though, because I'm still not convinced that they're going to go to the finals, let alone win a championship, you know?
Well, I mean, let's talk about the players on the team. Is there anyone that we could actually, bet on doing well?
What do you mean? Like,
besides
who?
Besides LeBron?
I mean, Kevin Love's supposed to do good, but,
you know.
And our coach loves to play George Hill, even though he's not, really.
Oh, this is the first time I've heard of that name.
George Hill? Okay, well.
I'm an advocate for the Cavs.
Jenna loves the Cavs so much. We're going to go live on.
What?
Yeah, we're going live on Instagram. So if you guys want. Well, I was going to say, if you guys want to check it out. That they can. That they can look at it, but...
Ew, I don't want to be in this.
You don't want to be in that? She's in it.
Ooh.
All right, it'll just be me then. So we have to talk about... my Twitter
mini
beef.
Mini tings.
My mini ting Twitter beef.
First off, people need to go on and look at your Avatar before anything to get the real.
Yeah.
The real.
So, scoop. Okay. So, yeah. So, me. I was just scrolling through Twitter. I'm like, I kind of want to troll some people. And so I started trolling. Like a little, I don't know why I was doing this. I was like literally sitting behind my phone, like, haha, I'm gonna troll this
person.
You're
one of those people.
Yeah, I was just being like a cunt for no reason. And I was very cunty. And so I was trolling and I saw a picture of a drag queen and I quote tweeted it and I was like, it chapter 2 filming now. Little did I know, it was. That picture belonged to the person that tweeted it. I thought they were just tweeting a picture of a drag queen. No, it was them, and they did not like that. They said something like, they said something like, what did they say? They're like, oh yeah, you'll be the perfect role for Pennywise. And I said,
no, and they were also, they posted a tweet with like his picture
with my picture
and
said,
like,
yeah,
and this wants to try me not
they said
today.
They said somebody that looks like this wants to try me and I was
and you look like the shiniest bowling ball I've ever seen in my life in your AB with the gayest smile
the
sorry
fake.
I need to learn to use my terms wisely.
I just got the shiniest fucking stupid head. And, yeah, I did troll a vegan, Joey. I did. So, with that.
What's that?
So, what happened with the vegan, before we get back to the drag queen that
ooh,
trolled.
Can I have that on me when I'm ready to talk?
You guys hear this shit? Anyway, so with the for the people that are just listening to the podcast, that is, if I'm pausing, that's because I'm showing the Instagram live to JC, all two of our watchers. But what was I talking about? Oh, the vegan. That dude was a cunt too, because he was like, he was giving some girl shit because she bought a little girl that was crying ice cream. And the dude was like, you don't know. I picture his voice like, hey, you don't know if that ice cream was
Crystal,
vegan.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't know if that ice cream was vegan. And I was like, and the girl was like, no, I don't. But I bought a little girl ice cream. That's the point. And that dude was just being an asshole. So yeah. Then what I did to the vegan guy was I sent him pictures of my chicken bones after I ate them. Because you know what? If you're going to be a cunt, cunty things are going to happen back to you, you know? And that's all there is to that.
But my thing is, not only, can I say it all the time? Can I get a good, give me your phone real quick.
What do you mean?
I got good lighting.
You got good lighting?
For all my live people.
Oh.
A little bright.
So, what happened with that was, they were like, okay, this is so distracting. I told you guys that this Instagram Live thing was going to be a clusterfuck, and it really
is.
This is
what I have to say on you. The fact that Jonathan Thozeski wants to go on Twitter, and he rants. Not only did he get an argument with the black community.
Oh, black Twitter attacked me.
Now we're trolling on trannies and...
No, not trannies.
Vegans.
Drag queens.
Drag queens, I don't care. Let people be the way that they are. Why you got
a
comment? You
joke.
Are a white dude from Parma, Ohio.
It's a joke. With a hoop earring in, too.
Yeah, everybody take a look at that.
But...
Nothing to get used to here.
Oh, so the dude is like, or I don't know if it was a dude or a girl.
They're both dudes. They're dressing up as women.
Drag means they're a guy that just dresses up like women.
You could be a drag dressing as a guy, I think.
I'm super confused.
But it's mostly guys dressing as
anyway.
Women with like big boobs.
Long story short, it was like,
see,
that's sensitive. But the drag person, I'll just refer to it as that. Them is that. The drag person was like, you be the perfect role for Pennywise. And I was like, yeah, all I need is your makeup. And then they said something back. And then...
It's like a face like yours or something.
Yeah, they were like... Oh, they said... I don't know. They just said some dumb shit. They blocked me, so I can't go look at the tweets. Actually, I'm going to end the Instagram live right here. If you want to keep listening to this, you have to go to iTunes or Spotify or Podbean. The link's in my bio. Go listen to it. This will be out in like a half hour. Peace. So.
Oh, my God. My laugh. Is that still recorded?
I hope so. It's on the podcast,
oh,
Jenna.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, whatever, with the drag
long
queen.
Long story short, don't start beef. Don't start it if, like...
Well, I mean, for me, it was fun. I did, though. It was fun for me.
Why? Why is that fun for you? Why can't something fun be, like, playing with a cute dog?
I don't have a cute dog, so all I have to do is go on Twitter, I see a person's picture. I see somebody's picture, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to fucking roast those people. Or like, this one dude was like, this one guy was like, if I spread my wings, maybe I'll fly. And I just I just commented back, probably not.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, it is a little bit fucked up.
Not just a little bit, it is.
Whatever. Next topic, because... Or should we just keep on? This one could go on.
No,
this could be a whole podcast.
The next topic, because I got some shit to say.
Jenna knows what the next topic is. That's why she's got some shit to say.
What's the next topic?
Kanye.
Kanye. Yeezy.
Yeezus.
Oh, they ate.
Kimye. Not Kimye. Just Kanye. Everybody, unless you live under a rock, you know that Kanye posted a picture with a Make America Great Again hat, and it was signed.
Now,
Jenna's gonna rant.
For the Republicans out there, we already know what's going on. For all my Demis.
All her Demis.
Get those ears. Let's turn up the volume. I know you're really against listening to other people, but...
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Do you even have copyrights to that song?
Hell no, I don't got copyrights to that song. Yo, Mr. Green, if you ever listen to my podcast and you hear your song playing in the beginning, hey, man,
first
appreciate
off,
you.
The Make America Great Again hat was signed because he's trying to show society that just because even if you don't agree with Trump, let's all try to strive to make America great again. It's not the whole thing, like, backing up Trump. He's not backing up his politics. It's just the whole, let's make it great again. Let's do better. Oh, and also, I saw that he followed, not only does he only follow Kim, his wife, but he now follows three people on Twitter.
Oh, shit.
Candace Owens and Emma Gonzalez.
Who are these people?
I believe one was a victim.
Of?
Of the shooting in Florida.
Okay. Is that Emma Gonzalez?
Yeah.
And who's
the other one is for politics. But my thing was, people were looking at it because of, like, who Trump is, what he's doing. And I personally believe, to what my knowledge is and what he's saying, is that it's only, like, what is going... Like, the message behind it. Let's just try to, like, rebuild ourselves. Like, okay, yeah, you liked Obama... He was a cool dude, but do you really agree with everything that he did? No, I didn't hear anybody in the crowd. Guess it's my turn to still talk.
Okay.
But anyway, like, this man has been tweeting such good advice.
Who, Kanye?
Oh, I don't
Kanye's
care. Everybody
been killing
thinks
it.
He's still on opioids. Rest in peace if you are. That's a bummer. But
Kanye's killing it on Twitter right now.
But... There's this video where he got up in front of this whole place, this, like, work group, and he's sitting there talking about how he got addicted to opioids, and...
I saw that.
For his
that
wedding,
was cool.
Everybody was calling him, like, fat or chubby or whatever he was. He was probably just a little thick. I mean, like, it was probably so cute. And he was like, and I got liposuction, so you wouldn't be calling me fat anymore? And you know what? I really felt that.
Don't...
That was so, like... I thought it was awesome how he was just so, like...
The only thing I'll
real.
Say about Trump is that, like...
This isn't about Trump.
Well, no. Is that I'm saying, like, people that, like, are making this about Trump is that, like, okay, if you don't like... Like, I don't like Trump. They talked about this on Joe Rogan. That's
I don't
why
personally like him either.
Like, if you like Trump,
he's a daddy, though.
If you voted for him, if you didn't vote for him, whatever. But now that he is the president, shouldn't you be, like, wanting him to do... good. Like, shouldn't you want him to succeed?
Well, the fact is like, you really can't impeach him unless he does something super illegal. The most that we'll do is that he'll only serve a term. He won't go on for two.
I don't know. If this Korea shit, where, like, they're talking now, if those two somehow, like, may make it even with each other, that's all because of, well, no, look, that's all because of Trump. That's all because of Trump. If North and South Korea, like, unite, so then he would almost, I would bet that he would definitely get reelected.
Trump?
If North and South, if he, because yeah. That's the only reason North Korea is talking to South Korea is because they know that fucking Trump is a psychopath.
You know what he, I feel like he is like, you know those trust fund babies, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like some of them actually who want to do good, but like their facade and who they are as like a person, how they talk from their assholes and stuff, like, that gets so much more attention than, like, them actually wanting to help.
Yeah.
Because you can't sit there, regardless of what side you're on, you can't sit there and say that he's doing terribly.
No. I mean, he's not doing bad. He's not doing good, but he's not doing bad.
But he's not doing, like, way better than, like,
what he had,
like, recently.
No, it's just the same shit. It's just a popularity contest. It's just because
you don't like the fact that he just speaks from his ass, but...
Yeah, he does say some fucked up shit.
Sometimes he... Like, yeah, he goes a little too extreme, but he's saying what is true for
him. Yeah, he does say, yeah, that's the only thing that he's really got going against him, is that he says some fucked up... Like, when he was saying, like, somebody's doing all the raping and murdering, talking, and like, about the Mexican people.
Like, what we had, like, Obama, he's just a cool dude. But he did a lot of, like, fucked up shit, if you actually get into his politics.
Yeah.
But we don't do anything, because he's just a cool dude. But just because Trump's an asshole, we gotta talk about his personality versus his politics. Boom, case closed, Kanye, love you.
Yeah, back to Kanye. He also released the worst song possibly ever known to man.
Oh, you hated it?
I'm talking about the first one out, which I'm about to play.
Wait, with T.I.?
No. He released this song, and let me play the song first, actually. It's 2 minutes long. I'll play the song, and then... I'm going to tell you why what he did was actually genius. Okay? So this is just the beginning, you know, this is very Kanye-like. Just, oh, cool, I'm going to take an old song and incorporate it in this new song. Because Kanye does some weird shit. Oh, this is cool, you know, you're kind of vibing. This is nice. They're throwing it on a loop. Nice. Oh. Ooh, that's a nice little bridge. Right? Kanye's got this little beat going on now. It's just like a very Kanye beat, and you're kind of vibing it. At this point in the song, your head might be nodded. And then it stops again. Goes back. Okay, this is what Kanye does, because he starts a whole song, and then midway into the song, he completely changes it, because that's what Kanye does. But it sounds good, right? Like, you're not mad at that. Right? JC, can I get your... You're not mad at this, right?
I'm vibing.
So, the beat's going on. I think his verse... Oh, no, it goes back to the other thing. You're just kind of still like, okay, all right, what's going on? We're a minute 30 in. Why isn't anything going on yet? Okay. And then you're like, maybe it's just a beat. Maybe that's all this is, right? Maybe that's all we're listening to, it's just a beat. Oh, no. Oh, cool, Kanye's going to rap. Next verse. Where's the first one? Okay. He's got bars coming. Whoop de scoop. What? Uh-huh.
Scoop de dee whoop.
What?
Whoop de scoop de poop.
Bro, what?
Whoop de scoop de scoop de whoop. Whoop de scoop whoop poop. Poop de dee whoop scoop. Poop.
What? Huh?
Scoop de dee whoop.
He just rhymed poop with poop.
Whoop de dee scoop. Whoop de dee scoop poop.
Okay. Now why that song was genius? Okay, so everybody, everybody that listens to hip hop, who are they talking about? They're talking about fucking 6'9". They're talking about a guy that's got 69-69s on his body. Who else are they talking about that is like one of those fuck Lil Pump, right?
Hey.
Lil Pump, who's the other guy? Lil Xan? all these dudes that got like crazy hair and crazy grills and everybody hates them. What does Kanye do? He makes a song where all he says is whoopity scoop. Whoop, scoop, poop. He rhymed poop with poop. And then what happened? And again, unless you live under a rock, Kanye made every headline on every site, every magazine. Kanye made every headline that he could. And all he did was said, whoopity scoop, whoop, poop. Poop, scoop, scoop diddy whoop. And people are like, oh, Kanye lost his shit. No, Kanye made headlines. That's what he did. What does Kanye do? He always does some weird shit. And then he's probably going to drop, like, the best album of all time. Most people are like, oh, John, you're a Kanye dick rider. Maybe. Or maybe I know what I'm talking about. You know? Maybe I know what I'm talking about. Just a little bit. Not a whole lot. But I'm just saying, Kanye knows what he's doing. And for people to be like, oh, he lost his mind completely. Yeah, Kanye loses his mind a lot, like more than the average person, but he's smart. When it comes to like music and clothes and everything like that, he's smart.
Watching you try is cute.
No, he is, though. Like, you can say whatever you want about him. It's just like when people talk shit about Trump, the dude can do business, right?
Right.
Right.
Right. My thing is, no matter what, that song, yeah, it's trash.
That song is garbage.
Complete. I agree. I'll give you that one. But it made people give him attention.
That's what I'm saying.
I wasn't listening.
I know you weren't listening. That's what I just ranted about. Jenna, Jesus.
What podcast is this now?
Not yours.
Yes, it is.
No, it's my cult. It's my podcast. They're my...
You just call that a cult.
They're my followers. When they come to my cabin...
Justin just said Kanye can suck a fat cock. Okay.
When they come into my cult, we're all wearing white satin.
Yeah.
We're all fucking sucking. Look, whoever said Kanye could suck a fat cock doesn't have my attention at all. So fuck you, bud. And then secondly, we'll go, actually go on to the next topic, because I could rant about Kanye for days. I could rant about Kanye for a long time. So
honestly, I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. And I appreciate you guys for listening.
Next topic. Move on. Move on.
Your boy. Okay, so I walk downstairs today, and Jenna says, this is serious, she says to me. JT, don't talk. I'm watching a 3-day series on Dr. Phil. And I'm like.
Honestly, I never thought I would admit it.
Dr. Phil's not even a doctor.
Dr. Phil can cure anything.
You know who thinks Dr. No. Phil is...
No, my favorite thing here, if you watch Dr. Phil, every single time he leaves, he gets his wife, and then sometimes she'll promote, like, her skincare products.
Is that what I saw?
What she was doing at the end of it.
Oh, my God.
I enjoy that business side.
That hoe.
That was awesome.
She's a hoe. She's a hoe.
Rude.
No. Dr. Phil's wife is a hoe, straight up.
Justin said, stop the podcast. You ain't entertaining. But he still watches.
Who is that?
Yeah, like I used to play pool with him.
Oh, he's a cocksucker then.
You know what I really want to talk about? Graduation.
Oh, wait, you don't want me to talk about Dr. Phil?
What do you want to say about it?
That he's not a real doctor. You know who...
You're just hating on...
Dr. Phil says what 50-year-old women want to hear.
Well, he got that one girl famous.
Who? Oh, Cash. Bad Baby? My girl?
Yeah, you like
that. Catch me outside. How about that?
What was like some of her things?
Her song? I don't know. I don't really know.
See,
she no, but she's really not at all. No, what is her song? Hi, bitch. She's got bars. Hi, bitch. Fuck it, Dr. Phil. College Loan. And they're killing your...
Frog.
They're killing your fobs.
Yeah. Shout out Kent State, but also fuck you. Yeah, I know I transferred like 3 times here. But my problem here is really that, like, am I severely in debt? Yeah.
Yeah.
Could I practically pay a house with how much debt I'm in? Yeah. And does that make me not really want to be happy about graduating?
Mm-hmm. Wait, is that dude still watching?
No.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Why? Because it was funny. If you guys weren't... Okay, so if you're still listening, Jenna went on her Instagram Live and, like, some dude was being cunty and was like, don't even... Or he's like, what did he say? Stop.
I know I'm not entertaining.
Stop your podcast. You're not entertaining.
How sad it is.
No.
When I try to guest star on some podcasts and people don't even let me talk.
He said, stop your podcast. It's not entertaining. But he was watching. What a fucking idiot.
Stop.
Anyway, what were you saying? Jenna gets so salty.
Well, yeah, because you don't need to be cussing up here when I'm supposed to be a teacher.
Well, I hope your kids don't follow you on Instagram. And if they do,
I got a few requests today.
Did you really? Jenna gets like requests on like her Snapchat and shit from like students. The kids. But what did you want to say about like that killing your vibes?
What?
You said the graduate, like the loans. Oh, you said the loans kill the vibe.
If I go to like Sweden here, their economy is so like well off that everybody's going for free. Am I a trust fund baby? Obviously not. Shout out to all the trust fund babies. Jealous? Yes. Will I hate on you? No. I'm just gonna be super, super, super jealous.
I kind of hate on them, to be honest. I don't know why.
I don't hate. I just kind of roll my eyes because I'm like, wait, you don't wake up at like 4 a.m. remembering that you're 96 grand in debt? Oh, can't wait. Okay. Sorry for bettering myself to get a good job. But then, like, for 35 years, I'll be paying it off, you know? It's like having a car, but you never get to drive your car because you're just making those payments. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's...
That's perfect.
You bought a Ferrari?
I bought a G-Wagon.
Okay.
I bought actually several G-Wagons, okay? Maybe two.
Two
G-Wagons. And I'm paying it off monthly with interest. And I'll never get to drive it. That's what it feels like, and nobody really understands that except for all the people who are in my situation. But it's me, I'm living my life, so, but I understand if you were a trust fund baby, that would obviously be good.
I have one more funny story of me trolling somebody. So, shit.
Oh, you guys weren't even, like, into this, but... At the beginning of his podcast.
Oh, there we go.
Talk about how he got in some Twitter fight, like, first off, with the black community. That was, like...
No, I think...
Months ago. Then he got into, like... was it? Not trans, but...
Drag queens.
And, of course, they're gonna roast you for your bald head and your fake smile with your, like, microphone in your hand.
I do have... I am so bald.
You wanted it. You had it coming.
I'm so bald.
But that's my thing. Don't start shit on Twitter.
I don't know.
If you can't back it up, don't do it, honestly.
All right, I was going to tell you guys how I was a troll.
My tweets suck.
But I can't, because... Well, I can actually tell you, like...
You get blocked from everyone.
No. So, at my work, we get referrals for people. And one of my buddies gave me some referrals of, like, his friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like, message this guy. I'm like, hey, if you want to come in for a free trial, like, let me know. And this dude's like, stop texting me. And it didn't disable his text because all you have to do is say stop and that disables it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, great. When can we set you up for that free trial? And he's like, fuck you. And I was like,
I was looking at that face every day.
I was like, awesome. I was like, so we'll see you Friday with Reed, who's the kid that gave me his referral. And he's like, he was like, follow up with a gerbil in your ass.
What?
Like, he was being super mean to me. He's like, fuck you, John, because it says my name. And I just kept being, like, super overly nice and telling him to have a great day, and then we'll follow up with him. Mm-hmm. And I messaged him today, but I can't get on the thing through my phone. So I can't.
Why?
I don't know. It's got to be through a computer, I guess.
That's weird.
But
pretty sketch.
Hmm?
It's pretty sketch.
Pretty sketch. Anyway,
we
though.
We are the lamest people, I think.
We're so lame.
I'm, like, a little bit above you, but
no, you're not. Lame. You're, like, a little bit below me.
Podcasting in the basement.
Baby, you'll always be below me because you're the woman. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Whoa.
You want to sit there and talk about that? Okay, women's rights. Here we go.
And on that note, I have to go buy her some ice cream because I just offended her. She got triggered. So.
You know what triggers me?
What triggers you?
The fact that he plays a song everything, like every day, I'm getting like. This song.
Until next time, guys. Peace.
I'm just trying to get a little bit more.